Call Back the Past.
Magnificent facilities provided for those who wish to rise physically above the level of the city. Today, I am delighted again to congratulate Johannesburg on the facilities offered in this imposing building to those who wish to rise mentally above their present level.
Governor General, the Earl of Clarendon, opening the Johannesburg Public Library in 1935, American President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal policies were paying off as the country climbed out of the trough of depression. There were critics, though. Senator Huey Long.
The bank account shows that 1/150th part of the people own 2/3 of all the money that's in the bank. The only way by which we can ever bring this country out is to redistribute the wealth.
Those were the last recorded words of Huey Long. He was assassinated shortly afterwards in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Later, in 1935, the bridge named after him, spanning the Mississippi at New Orleans, was opened. And from that era came the setting for George Gershwin's great folk opera, Porgy and Bess, produced that year. Among the plays of 1935, Robert Sherwood's The Petrified Forest, Clifford Odets' Waiting for Lefty, Night Must Fall by Emily Williams, and T.S. Eliot's Murder in the Cathedral, later to be staged with Robert Donut as the star.
This is not true. Both before and after I received the ring, I have been a loyal subject to the king. Saving my order, I am at his command as his most faithful vassal in the land.
Sun-bonnet, blue and the yellow straw hat, shy little he and she, were declaring love so stormy in the shade of the old apple tree. Sun-bonnet, blue and the yellow straw hat, decided to say I do. So they rode to Judy Glory on a bicycle built for two. Years have passed, the song's old, the summer days are through. With silver threads among the gold, they still say I love you.
Billie Holiday, 1935's Great Lady of Song. Books of the year included William Faulkner's Absalom, Absalom, It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis and John Steinbeck's Tortilla Flat. And from Britain, the voice of Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald.
We, in common with every nation in the world, have been going through hard times. The world's commerce has been contracted. Our own national income has been shrinking. The suffering of too many of our fellows has been deplorable. It would have been easy for us, for a month or two, to have opened reckless hands in aid. But the country knew that in reality, that would only have made matters worse, and that it could not have lasted very long. We had to go steadily, renewing the wells of our national life before we drew unstintingly upon them.
MacDonald handed over the reins to Stanley Baldwin later in the year. South Africa was celebrating its 25th year of union by holding a world press conference and concluding trade agreements with Holland and France, from whence came the jazz sounds of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the quintets of the Hot Club of France.
Thank you.
Lusaka was named the capital of northern Rhodesia, and Greece again became a monarchy under King George II. Then, this news.
At 10 o'clock this morning, an Italian note was received in Geneva saying that, in view of Abyssinia's mobilization, the Italian government had been compelled to take all measures in East Africa for self-defense, and these measures might involve the occupation of certain strategic points. Only a few minutes later, an Abyssinian telegram arrived in Geneva saying that Italian planes were at that moment bombing Adowa and Adigrat, about 50 miles east of Adowa, and that a battle was in progress in the province of Agame, adjoining Eritrea. The telegram said there were already heavy casualties.
Though the League of Nations placed sanctions on Italy, they ignored Abyssinia's pleas for help, and Italy took possession of the country. At the movies, there was Fred Astaire in Top Hat.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
And there were a host of stars in Midsummer Night's Dream. Mickey Rooney played Puck.
The shadows have offended. Think but this, and all is mended. That you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear. And this weak and idle theme, no more yielding, but to dream. Gentles, do not reprehend, if you pardon.
Clark Gable and Charles Laughton starred in Mutiny on the Bounty. Greta Garbo was Anna Karenina. And Betty Davis was the star of Dangerous. And there was Shirley Temple in Curly Top.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through a hoop. Those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big fat wolf, I squish him under the ground. Then I bite him and a million bits, and I go pull him right down. When they're inside me where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop with animal crackers in my soup. Animal crackers in my soup do funny things to me. They make me think my neighborhood is a basement.
1935 saw the first chimpanzee born in the London Zoo, the introduction of practical radar by Sir Robert Watson Watt, Amelia Earhart's solo flight across the Pacific, the first for a woman, and the invention by C.C. McGee of America of the parking meter. There was a new land speed record set up, too, in 1935 by Donald Campbell.
The car swerved up towards the dune, and I had to race the steering round to straighten her up. The back of the car, in consequence, started to swing, but I had to maintain full throttle if the record was to be broken. A few seconds later, we were hurtling down the measured mile at more than 280 miles an hour. Bits of rubber were flying off the tires, and again Bluebird lunged up towards the dune. So I managed to pull her back onto the course in time, missing the short stand by a few yards only. The struggle was well worthwhile, however, as we covered the mile at slightly more than 281 miles per hour, which gave us an average speed in both directions of 276.8 miles per hour, thus setting up a new world record.
From Germany, where full conscription was restored and Jews deprived of rights, came ominous sounds as Reichsführer Adolf Hitler addressed the Party Congress at Nuremberg.
Wenn die älteren Jahrgänge noch wanken werden könnten, die Jugend ist uns verschrieben und verfallen mit Leidenschaft.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.